There's a sort of interest, the sounds that you use, especially in natural snow buildings, but you can find them also in Twin Sister Moon. And that together also with the design, visual elements that you use, the symbols, drawings that you find in caves, or perhaps the Eskimos, the Inuit, who are using those kind of drawings, that you are interested in almost pagan-like belief in the, well, supernatural or Mother Nature, those elements.
Yes, I would like to use the term maybe shamanism, because supernatural and natural has no existence for Inuit society, or it's just the way things are. There's no supernatural, there's no natural world. They are just agents in the world you are dealing with. They are animals, they are spirits, but they're part of their existence, and they don't do a difference between a natural and supernatural. These are concepts of modern societies. It's our concepts. For the ritual aspect, we don't consider a concert or a way of playing as a ritual.
There is a certain influence or a specific interest that you or the both of you have in, for example, the rituals of the Inuit or Aztec or Maya culture.
Yes.
And there's also a totally different kind of belief and approach to life as our Western society, of course.
Yes, but I think there are no differences between their societies and our society. There's a lot of common point. And finally, we just use a visual that reminds people of Inuit, of Native American Indians, or South American Indians, to tell things that are proper to every human beings, I guess. Yeah, culture, other cultures are an influence, yeah.
Do you think your music would be different if you did not study anthropology?
Yeah, I guess so. But I was interested in other societies since I was a child, so I don't know.
So for you, it's more or less a sort of natural interest.
Let's say I would have a naive point of view of what I'm doing and not the one of a scholar, maybe, if I haven't studied anthropology. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The name Isengrin, where does that name come from?
Mm-hmm. C'est une légende nordique. C'est le nom donné à un masque qui vient chaque année hanter une ville en Suisse. C'est un masque de loup.